you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Happy World Snake Day, also known as Get That Slimy, Hissy, Slithering Thing Away From Me Day. My wife saw a snake in the backyard and now we have to move day. Or World Ophidiophobia Day. That's the abnormal fear of snakes. Seriously, they creep me the hell out.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Tightened asylum rules kick in today.
Under the policy, migrants trying to enter from the U.S. southern border would have to seek asylum in one of the countries they first came through before getting into the U.S.
Fox's Sean Langeau.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the change a, quote, clear abdication of American humanitarianism. But Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli tells Fox News at night,
we have over 300,000 case backlog in asylum. And they're getting in the way of people who have legitimate asylum claims, legitimate persecution claims.
President Trump tweeting this morning as the House gets ready to vote to condemn his attack on four freshman congresswomen who he'd said should go back to where they came from. The president wanting to know why the House isn't rebuking the filthy things the women have said. And police in Tennessee rescuing three kids, 1, 5, and 8, from the back of a U-Haul carrying drugs. This is Fox News.
Good morning, everyone. Time to check in with your favorite radio morning show. Good morning, Greg Budell.
At your service.
And Jay Scott. By the way, Jay, what did you guys have for breakfast this morning?
All we got left is rabbit and hot dogs.
I don't know if I want a hot dog.
Hot dog, they'll take rabbit.
Emily Hayes, could you tell me what it sounds like in your little love nest when husband comes home after a hard day at work in twice-a-day Millbrook?
Hello. Come in. I'm so happy to see you.
Cousin
Bailey, the wonder dog. Bet I can make you laugh. Chicken. And Rich Thomas, have you got a weather forecast ready?
Why, certainly.
You know, that's one of the biggest parts of the program.
Some funny.
Now, stand by for three men.
What dish?
And a lady.
Rideless Groom is one of the funniest Three Stooges ever made.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Stooge fans, they're on MeTV Saturday nights at 6, by the way. It's Greg, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
I like the one where they're redoing the plumbing and then the water. This house is crazy.
Sure, I'm crazy. The hands on the clock over the kitchen start spinning like it's hilarious.
Hot day today with a high temperature up to about 96. We're back to that summertime normal. Well, even a little hotter than normal with triple-digit heat indices and a good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. Isolated storms, there'll be a couple of blips on the radar, but your chances of getting under one are very remote. Tomorrow and Thursday with a high around 97 both days, then the heat index 100 to 105. There'll be widely scattered storms at best, but they will be few and far between. Then the rain chances do get a little bit better by the time Friday, Saturday, and especially Sunday arrive. By the way, if you like to dream, if you like to live on the edge, watch my video this morning, and we'll talk about the possibility of a weak front, a weak cool front that makes it all the way through Alabama next week. Now, will it really happen? We hope so, but they don't always transpire. We'll see. But I'll show you some of the numbers that are possible as far as high temperatures next week. Watch my video.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, it's possible. Right now, this morning, a few clouds, very humid. Temperature is 75 degrees at 7:06.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Y'all familiar with those videos of like family members being reunited
Sure. After military tours
surprise,
and all that stuff. Yeah, the surprise
yeah,
stuff.
Right.
I love those things. I will get sucked into what my husband calls a Facebook black hole of just watching video after video of that stuff. And here's one that you should know about. A woman in York, Pennsylvania named Jennifer Miller got invited to throw out the first pitch at a minor league baseball game last week. Baseball, Greg. Baseball. You love baseball.
I love baseball.
They were honoring the troops, including her son, Shane, who's been stationed in Okinawa with the Marines for the past 2 years. So that's why she got to throw out the first pitch. Mm-hmm. Then after she threw it, the catcher took off her mask, or his mask, and it was her son.
Oh, God.
That's so cool.
I love that. I just love that.
They had only been able to contact each other about once every couple of months for the past 2 years.
Wow.
So it was a great surprise, and Jennifer said she had seen a lot of surprise homecoming videos online and secretly wished it would happen to her, but she never expected that it would.
How do you like that?
Wow. So the best news about the good news story is that Shane's tour is now over, and he's home for good, so they'll be seeing a lot more of each other. And that's your good news.
I wonder what the nickname for the York baseball team is. How about the York Yorkies?
Oh, I'm going to find out.
Well, you check that.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Wow. All right. Sometimes bad news, or what you think is bad news, leads to good news. And I always think of the time we had a heavy rain, and there was a spot in the bathroom ceiling. So when you see that, you know it's a leak. You also go straight to, what's the right word to describe?
It's the end of the world.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm going to be shelling out thousands of dollars to have the roof replaced. And yeah, but I called Jones Brothers. And Jones Brothers has been around. They're in their eighth decade of service to the River Region. In that particular business, maybe more than any other, one mistake, mistreating one customer improperly could bring a company like that down. And that's why they're here for 8 years, because that moment hasn't happened. In fact, if you go to jbroof.com and take a look at the whole array of services Jones Brothers offers, you'll note that they have redone three roofs just to make sure that the customer that hired them was happy when they left. And that's the willingness and effort they're ready to make sure you two are a satisfied customer. But mostly, a spot in the ceiling just means your house is settling, cracks can develop between the shingles. We even had it come in through brick mortar once. So they dispatch a painter, they trace, you know, to the source, reseal it so it can't happen a second time, touch up the paint, done. And for a minuscule amount of money, relatively speaking, of what a new roof is going to cost. They do replacement windows and doors. We have bought three screen doors from Jones Brothers over time, and they do an excellent installation and match the paint, and it's seamless. So think about them above and beyond. How about a screened-in enclosure for the back of the house? They use a new roofing material that reflects the heat back into the sky, so it's usable year-round. Call them at 800-264-8009 or visit them at jbroof.com.
The York baseball team is the York Revolution. That's, you know, York.
Yorktown Revolution.
Yeah, that's neat.
Foofuses would have been funnier, but it is what it is, right? My big challenge with Morning Maroon nominees today is whittling it down to a mere three.
Oh.
As it just seems like, especially since the start of the summer, I don't know if it's the heat or the stupidity, but there are more of these stories than there is time to do them on a daily basis. That's coming up. Right now, we're going to head down to the traffic dungeon. We got your local news. And then Jay will be here with random facts. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. Today being Tuesday, the last day for this week's specials. And I'll get those for you in a sec. Right now, here's Balaki.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and things look great out on the roadways. We don't see any big problems for you this morning. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. There's no problems on I-65 or on I-85. If the boulevard is part of your drive this morning, just be careful around the intersections. We don't have any big delays for you. If you're on the 31s, it's starting to get pretty busy, especially coming out of the Wetumpka area, so watch the traffic around you and get to work safely. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows their own on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clinton next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, pay attention to me. I'm just saying, tomorrow's TV topic is stress at work.
Oh, well, yeah, that's about right.
See, that's just putting on an act. Putting on an act. Shall we,
I was talking to Rich about work-related things when you hollered.
When we were giving away our $10 food outlet gift certificate for the pop quiz coming up after Random Facts. Shall we add some moon pies to that prize?
Oh, like wouldn't that be fun?
How many?
Seven.
Don't go, no, not seven.
Now we have all three flavors, banana, chocolate, vanilla.
Oh, so just do a three-pack.
Well, we could do a six-pack, two of each.
That's awfully generous.
These are the big decisions we have to make every morning, and sometimes we have to make them on the fly.
Well, we got to move that box out of that office and put it into the prize closet then if we're going to give these to winners.
Yes. So, when are you available to move that?
Well, when her office gets unlocked so that we can move that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are for listeners, and some of those, we're having a moon pie party at Bomb Hours tomorrow night, too.
Are you going to be able to go? I think you need to call a doctor.
There's something going
on. You should probably take those moon pies and have your party with them, and then what you've got left...
Give away.
We should give away.
That's a good... You know what? That's a good idea.
How do we got 170 of them?
Yeah.
Well, you'd be surprised. There are some people that can put them down.
That and the fact that they'll bring kids or, you know, people.
And there's
that show
all
up,
kinds
so.
Of desserts that you can make with moon pies as well.
I wondered about that, using that as the base.
You do like ice cream sandwiches with those things.
Sure.
There's so many things that you can do.
There's so much you can
God
do.
God bless the moon pie.
I wonder if there's a moon pie shortage this week.
Probably not. No. I doubt there's ever been a moon pie shortage as far as...
I'm just throwing that out.
Yeah.
Well, they had a huge shipment at Food Outlet and then another one come in, so they're there two for a buck.
Yeah, I say that, and, you know, places ran out of
stuff.
Eclipse goggles during the eclipse stuff, so...
You know what I... Yes, that's right.
So,
that's
right. You know, I wouldn't put it past places to...
You know what I've learned... For a couple of weeks there, when I was talking about Food Outlet, I was talking about how much cheaper that great Pepperidge Farm bread you guys love.
Pepperidge Farm, remember?
I sure do. And that it's at least a dollar cheaper a loaf there than it is at the chain grocery store. And the next 2 weeks, I went to get it, and it was sold out. So I got to stop mentioning things I need for breakfast.
Right. Until you stock up, I'm not going
to
tell you.
I couldn't believe it. I went to the, because they always have multiple, you know, availabilities there in the Pepperidge Farm bread section, but it was like the cupboard was bare. So I'm getting wise. That's happened before, too. This week at Food Outlet, boneless pork chops are $1.84 a pound. Get a 5-pound bag of russet potatoes for $1.64. So you could walk out of there with 25 pounds of potatoes and a pound of bananas and still have change left from your 10, because dull bananas are 45 cents a pound. And New York strip steaks, which we are having for breakfast tomorrow, kids.
Whoa!
$5.71 a pound, and the Food Outlet butcher will be happy to cut those for you, just like he put all that chicken together for Bailey in the Food Outlet basket. Actually, took 5 packages of that home, because chicken is good on keto. So,
I was a great picture this week to see that whole cart. That, you know,
everybody loves Bailey the Wonder Dog. She is a star. At Food Outlet with locations Highway 14 and twice a day Millbrook, on Main Street in the Preferred Community just west of Highway 31, Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. I will see you there on Sunday morning. It is 7:16. Local news. Brandon Facts coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks. If you haven't already noticed more police presence on the highways, today is day two of Operation Southern Shield. It allows officers across Alabama and four other southern states to step up their traffic patrol until next Monday to crack down on speeding. Police have handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets during the previous year, Southern Shield. Today is the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, and you too can blast off to celebrate the milestone. The City of Montgomery, Air Force Junior, ROTC, and Civil Air Patrol are hosting a rocket launching event at Riverwalk Stadium. You can bring your own non-powered or homemade rocket. It starts at 10 a.m., and it's free. Alabama's 200th birthday is coming up, and the Alabama State Parks Division is celebrating this Friday. All 21 state parks will offer free admission and parking and a 20% discount for overnight stays. Those are some of your headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, visit alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
There's an epidemic, but the time has come to help young women of America stop the overusage of the words like and you know.
Like with, you know, the summer coming up and like, you know, just, I think it'll be good, like just having more time and I tell you like what I want, like as far as like spending time with you, because I feel like I don't do a good job with that, you know, like we miss kind of, you know, each other in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we know what it's like. Parents, please teach your daughter there's no use for those words in those sentences. Sadly, there's a generation of young women learning bad habits from the Kardashians.
You know, I'm like, you are like 60 pounds off. Like, this is the time when everyone's like, someone's like, go to McDonald's. Like, that's not happening for me.
Don't let that happen to your daughter. Thank you.
Your Montgomery Biscuits are first half North Division champions. Southern League postseason game tickets are available now. Join them on September 4th featuring their Military Wednesday specials presented by WOW. And September 5th will include Thirsty Thursday drink deals. Take advantage of their champions plan, which includes 10 flex tickets for the remainder of the 2019 season, 2019 playoff tickets, and a commemorative t-shirt. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born.
On July 16th, 1967, the world welcomed comedian Will Ferrell.
Just a little more. I can see the head. Wow, he's a big one.
Jeez Louise, it was hot in there. Wah, wah, I'm hungry.
Will Ferrell, a star is born.
Wah.
And now, like a feral cat, J. Scott has the will to hunt down random facts.
Wow. Wow.
All of these are either moon-related or space-related or NASA-related.
Cool.
All of
this. Oh, we should play Space Oddity in the back.
And if ever, if I can keep it up, I will for the rest of the week.
Ground control to Major J.
with more of these. Did you know? Yes, you know the American flag was deployed on the moon during the Apollo 11 mission. You probably know that it was blown over by the blast of the rocket exhaust during the takeoff back to Earth.
It was so blown over.
You probably also know that the colors have faded from the flag. It is now white on the moon. Mm-hmm. Looks like a surrender flag. We've thrown in the towel to any aliens coming by. But
hey, guys, we're good.
What you may not have known is that it was only inserted 7 inches deep and was placed only about 27 feet from the Eagle landing craft. Hmm. So that was a little bit of a tidbit of a fact I did not know, that it was only 7 inches deep into the moon.
However,
or California,
the plaque remains on the limb. Here, men from the planet Earth landed here, and then the date, and then AD. So that's there.
And came in peace.
Yeah, we came in peace for all mankind.
Did you know? And likely you did. Only 12 people have walked on the moon. We've talked about this before. There are only 12 individuals in the existence of man who have ever set foot on another body in the solar system that is not our own. They did this, by the way, all within a 3-year span.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No one has been back to the moon since 1972. That is nearly 50 years ago.
That we just stopped.
We should have.
I thought it was going to continue. I thought it was just the beginning. Yeah.
Well, you know, NASA's biggest failure, in my opinion, it was their inability to let the American people know that, hey, we're not just going out for a good time here. We have advanced technologies at warp speed that are becoming part of your everyday life. There was a benefit to it. But the same crackpots that are out there protesting today were out there 50 years ago. Why are we wasting money going to the moon when we could be, building better welfare programs?
Somebody made a comment on Facebook, and it wasn't mine, it was somebody else's. Because somebody posted an article about, not going back to the moon.
Right.
And somebody commented saying, well, yeah, that's too much money to spend on that. We got needs here. We have people who need food here and that sort of thing and all this other stuff. And I found a list. Here's all the things that we use now because we went to the moon then.
That's exactly right.
And it was a ton of stuff. And not just practical things like a microwave or Velcro or something like that. It was stuff like, artificial heart. Here, tons of medical advances done.
By the way, here is a random fact addendum just texted to me by Rick Evans. That flag that we're talking about.
They bought it at Sears, right?
For $5.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How did I even know that he had sent you that particular? I mean, I've used it before. Yeah. I had no idea that that's what he was sending it to you about.
Yeah. Rick will be here tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, only 12 people have walked on the moon, all within a 3-year span. No one has been to the moon since 1972, and that's nearly 50 years ago. There are only 4, I believe, who are still alive today. I would love it. I would love it if we could send somebody back to the moon before these 4 people have passed on, and we have no one around to tell us what that's like.
Bubba would be a good candidate.
Be complaining the whole way.
That's one small step for man. That's one giant hole in my chest.
Key man. The moon. The aroma.
Stop it.
They say there's no smells in space except one.
Oh, Lord.
Some of these, by the way, some of these random facts you have heard before that I've done, I didn't mind that we were doing repeats, especially...
Did someone text you and tell you that these are repeats?
No, not at all. This next one is, blatantly. The reason why NASA and later the Russians use a specialized space pen instead of a pencil in space is because of graphite in pencils. It's conductive. It can cause short circuits and even fires. Graphite tends to break off and float in space. It is very, very... It's just tiny bits of graphite come off the pencil and that sort of thing.
There's the little dust. Yeah. Dustings.
Pens have been used since the Apollo era and are still being used right now on the International Space Station. Don't ever believe that story about NASA spending millions to develop a pen that can write in zero gravity, but Russia used a pencil, so they're smarter or something like that, because it's not the case. Did you know when Neil Armstrong first walked on the moon, he carried with him a piece from the Wright brothers' first airplane?
I did not know that.
That's sweet.
Well, that's the first I've heard that.
That's a repeat random fact, so you've heard it before.
You also did one about something that was illegally smuggled aboard before? You've done one.
Well, it's illegal in the sense that NASA was like, you can't bring that aboard, but they did it anyway. Not illegal in the sense of they took some sort of... substance that, you know, like alcohol.
Nothing like that.
No.
Has that joint? No, wasn't that.
I think somebody took a sandwich or something.
But you've had. I don't want to jump ahead to your random facts in case you have this in there too. But wasn't it illegal for them to take stuff up there, like that they could come back and sell as memorabilia?
There was that. In fact, Neil Armstrong, before he went up in space, he signed God knows how many photographs of himself and any kind of thing he could put his signature on for his family in case he passed away. Right. Those would be worth something,
right?
And they could use it to sell away. But yeah, they couldn't go up there and come back with stuff and say, okay, now I'm going to sell this because I took it with me to space.
By the way, there's a new statue of him in Wapakoneta, Ohio, where he's from, and, there's a museum there.
Just for some perspective, the first plane flight was in 1903, the landing on the moon 1969. That is 66 very impressive years of technological advancement.
Yep. Yes, it is.
to be able to fly.
It's amazing.
And then go to the moon.
In fact, didn't they invent sliced bread after we learned how to fly?
I believe so, yes.
Jeez.
And the old, we didn't get wheels on luggage.
Right, yeah, that one's
until after we'd been to the moon.
Yeah.
Did you know that all humans who have ever lived have died on Earth, with the exception of three people? The crew of Soyuz 11, the Soviet space program. They died when their capsule accidentally released all the air from the inside of their capsule into space. It then re-entered Earth and safely descended to the surface, but they passed away in space. The only three people to have ever died not on Earth. Did you know, during the first lunar landing, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were literally lost for the duration of being on the moon? Yes, we could communicate with them, but we did not know where they were. Neither NASA nor Michael Collins from Columbia Module orbiting the moon were able to locate the landed Apollo 11 for the 22 hours it remained on the surface.
Well, they overshot their original landing site.
As a matter of fact, there was a bunch of boulders coming up, and he was running out of gas. He had 17 seconds of gas left.
Yeah, that was
great.
So
piloting.
Many close calls in those missions.
Did you know that President Kennedy didn't actually want to go to the moon? He wanted to go to Mars. But the engineers told him, that's a little bit too far there, Mr. President. NASA told him it would take at least 15 years before we could put a man on the moon after a weekend of intense calculations. Of course, they brought that down to, 8 years, I believe?
Yeah. It's crazy.
And
amazing.
That included the horrible delay caused by the first Apollo 1. The fire.
Right.
Did you know NASA's Juno spacecraft traveled 1.8 billion miles over almost 5 years and arrived at Jupiter on the 4th of July in 2016 at 8:53 p.m. Pacific time? that was 1 second off the schedule that they had planned for. Just one second
off. With the computing power of them,
yes.
which is less than my current iPhone.
Now, let's stick with Juno for a second. The joke behind the Juno mission from NASA. All of Jupiter's moons are named after the gods' many mistresses. However, Juno, which is the space probe they sent to orbit and monitor Jupiter, is named after his wife.
Oh, that's cool.
That's funny.
Did you know Neil Armstrong resigned from NASA? He took a teaching job where he stayed for more than 8 years, which was longer than his career as an astronaut, as part of a research group that included a physician by the name of Henry Heimlich. He helped design an artificial heart-lung system based on Apollo technology.
Wow.
How about that?
Again.
Because of space.
The public space. Just did not get this information.
Yeah, what are we going to the moon for? Well, because the technology led to this, this, and this.
Yep, exactly. And finally, did you know, despite rigorously training the dogs that went into space, when the Soviet scientists had one escape days before a flight, they panicked. They grabbed a stray and said, get in there. They sent a stray up instead. His flight was completely successful. He survived the entire thing. Everything went fine.
Imagine how surprised he was.
But they trained these dogs.
Oh, let me do that again.
And they're like, well, we don't have one. Grab that one walking around.
Here.
And they sent him up to space, and he survived. Everything went fine.
Oh.
So
Bailey. You want to go to the moon?
Bobic was the dog's name that ran away just before his flight in September of Bobic. 1951.
Bobic.
A replacement named Zib.
Zib?
Yeah, which is a Russian acronym for substitute for missing Bobic. which in Russian, that was what that would be. He was an untrained street dog found running around the barracks, was quickly located and made a successful flight.
Bobic was relocated to Siberia, by the way.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because those Russians don't put up with that kind of crap. They send you to Siberia if you do something they don't like.
First comment here is a joke comment. I just thought it was funny. It says, America did this as well. It's a little-known fact that John Glenn was a hobo. NASA found outside a liquor store 30 minutes before launch. Anyway, those are your random facts.
All right, I've got a random fact for you. I have a property listed with Eddie Bader.
That's a random fact?
Well, I mean, he's got a number of properties, but when it came time to choose who was going to...
It was a no-brainer for you, huh?
So many things are, but in that case, it took even less time to make a decision. Because I've known Eddie for a couple of years now, and I just know how hard he works. And how each and every situation he's handling, whether it's a couple looking for a place to rent or buy, or somebody who's looking to rent a home or sell a home, he is on it 24/7. It's what makes him tick. It truly is. So when you hire Eddie Bader, this is what you're getting. A man who's ticking and ready to do everything possible to get your home seen and sold. It's amazing, you know, when he did the walkthrough with me to take a look and see what needed to be done. There really wasn't much. Place is in great shape. But the things that he is trained to notice and things that we, you know, put on our to-do list to get the house ready for the next phase. And then, you know, he's spending every minute looking for every opportunity to find a buyer or a renter. I might do one or the other. I'm not really committed to one thing or the other. All I know is that Eddie Bader and the Goodson Group are going to make that happen. If you want to see my place or any of the listings with the Goodson Group, call 322-0662. 322-0662. Plus, Eddie is one of the most likable people you'll ever meet in your entire life.
That's the truth.
You will love working with Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. 322-0662. And now, here is today's $10 food outlet and moon pie pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
We're not going to go too deep into the random facts here. It's the one I just told you. What was the name of the dog that ran away before going on the The Soviet mission.
Russian dog.
The Russian dog.
What, Russian dog.
What's the name of Russian dog?
And okay. He later went to Siberia.
If you have Russian dog name, call 272-9228. 272.
Pick up talkie device. And
if you don't participate in contest, you will be sent to Siberia with dog. 272-9228. You win a $10 fill out the gift certificate and 6 moon pies. 2 of each, banana, vanilla, and chocolate.
I'm going to try not to reveal the answer.
As we roll through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking at your traffic situation, and there's lots of traffic in the downtown area. In fact, we actually have an accident. It's at Scott Street and South Bainbridge. It's an accident with injury, so be careful and make room for emergency vehicles there. Elsewhere in the downtown area, it's really crowded on Madison Avenue. We also see a bunch of cars leaving I-85 headed up South Union Street, so be careful in that area. If you're on the boulevard, we're moving along pretty well this morning. Just watch yourself around the traffic lights. I-85's up to a speed limit ride. Look out on I-65. If you're headed out of Prattville, it's time for the slowdown at the river bridges. Fall semester classes at Trenton State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we begin our search for a winner with Ann. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Yes, fine. How about yourself?
I'm very well. Thank
good.
You.
Good.
Do you have the name of Russian dog?
I do. His name was Mobik.
Oh, no.
Can you spell that?
No, it's not right.
Oh, really? No. Well, it sounded like you were saying Mobik.
Oh, yeah, that's, no, you were...
No, it rhymes with... It rhymes
you
with...
You were off just a tiny little bit.
Mobik?
No.
Well, the other one was Zib. Is that correct?
Zib is correct.
Would you like a bag of moon pies?
But
No, that's okay. I guess I just heard it wrong on the radio.
I'm sorry.
You're real close.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
That's all right. I love this section
Thank
of your
you.
Program.
We
oh,
do, too.
Thanks.
It's my favorite, too.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
What you she too. Said is an anti-inflammatory drug. Mobik.
Mobik? I thought it was Moby Dick's nickname. Here is Craig.
Hey, Craig.
His hip yeah. name.
What you think?
What's the dog's name?
Mobik.
That's correct.
That's exactly correct. Not Mobik. Bobik.
Bobik.
Right.
Bobik, which is why Zib was Z-I-B, because Bobik was in the anagram there for it. So, yeah.
Now, do we have any follow-up questions just to see how...
What you think, I don't.
Oh, another question?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, so there was the flag that was planted on the moon was actually purchased somewhere interesting. Do you know where it was purchased and how much it cost? No?
I don't think so.
Okay, that was the first one. It was actually bought at Sears for $5.
That's so funny.
Just curious.
Craig, hold on.
Pretty funny.
We have a $10 food on the gift certificate for you and 6 moon pies.
Woo!
Yay!
Well, all right.
Yeah, hang on. That's vanilla, banana, and chocolate.
What's the shelf life on a moon pie?
Ever.
They're
good for at least 2 Mardi Gras seasons.
Are they? I ow.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm dying. I think this is the big one. I think I finally have that thing that's going to
kill me. Don't say that, Fred. Have you gotten in touch with a physician to see after the show so you're not in pain this afternoon?
I just woke up with it this morning. It just started this morning.
I know, but it's... I mean, I'm not trying to get on your case or whatever, but because I care about you, it's 7:40. I know you have doctor friends. You give one of them a holler and get checked out. So by the time you come back this afternoon, young Joey's not having to deal with you in an ornery mood.
It's just below the ear. Do you think Dr. Love could take that?
I don't. I mean, maybe. If that's your guy, give him a holler.
Give it.
Get on top of it.
A number of little issues that have happened in 2019 so far. If you think about it, the list.
I'm decomposing in real time.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
A good bit of sunshine today mixed in with a few clouds. It's going to be a hot day with a high around 96, and the heat index will go above 100. Tonight's low 75. Yeah, there could be an isolated shower. I think there'll be a couple of blips on the radar, not many. Good luck. If you get one, you're living right, as my dad used to say. Tomorrow and Thursday with a high around 97 both days, the heat index will be 100 to maybe up to 105. And then widely scattered storms are possible, but they will be few and far between. But the rain chances do get a little bit better as we get in towards Friday, Saturday, and I think especially Sunday. So there'll be more rain to go around. They'll still be random. Right now this morning, with a few clouds out there, a very humid start and 75 degrees with calm winds at 741.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
All right, we did do that conundrum fairly recently, too. So do you have any of the ones we've saved?
I have one, because that's all we've got saved.
I just want to toss it out there and give people a chance to start thinking about it.
Is that one with Unity?
So Unity on that?
Yes, there was. Unity? Yeah, that's mandatory for it to be saved. We missed it.
Unity!
And it's about $50 million that disappears every year because people do what? Think about it. You can call. It'll be a couple of minutes before we're able to take your call. But, hey, no time like the present, right? Before the lines get crowded. 272-9228 at 742. Fox Business.
From the Fox Business Network, both J.P. Morgan Chase and Johnson & Johnson are reporting a stronger-than-expected spring quarter. Cleveland-based KeyCorp says it has discovered fraudulent activity estimated at up to $90 million. The bank says the transactions are associated with a business customer of Key Bank National Association. The bank is working with law enforcement. It believes the fraud is an isolated occurrence involving a single business relationship. IHOP is celebrating its birthday, and because the company is now 58 years old, it's selling a short stack of original buttermilk pancakes today for 58 cents. That's less than the stack cost when IHOP launched back in 1958. The pancake deal is available from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today at participating restaurants nationwide. One per person you must dine in. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Polygrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Polygrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Tired of working 7 days a week for peanuts?
Yeah.
Then train for a career where you'll seldom have to work a full week at Congressional Instruction School.
A congressman? Well, that sounds easy.
It is. U.S. Congress members work a full week only 14% of the time. They enjoy a high salary, the best benefits, and even a pension.
What's a pension?
Congressional Instruction Schools teach you everything you'll need to know, like fundraising, raising funds, funds and how to raise them, as well as advanced fundraising techniques for blowhards.
But I want to make the world a better place.
You'll learn to suppress that urge by taking all-expenses-paid junkets to lavish resorts to meet with corporate lobbyists.
That sounds evil.
Enroll today, and in just 6 short weeks, you'll be starting your weekends on Wednesday.
No thanks. I'd rather keep my cruddy job and my soul.
Congressional Instruction Schools. It's all about the future. Your future.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Today is the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, and you too can blast off to celebrate the milestone. The City of Montgomery, Air Force Junior ROTC, and Civil Air Patrol are hosting a rocket launching event at Riverwalk Stadium. You can bring your own non-powered or homemade rocket. It starts at 10 a.m., and it's free. If you haven't already noticed more police presence on the highways, today is day two of Operation Southern Shield. It allows for officers across Alabama and four other southern states to step up their traffic patrol until next Monday to crack down on speeding. Police have handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets during previous years, Southern Shield. Alabama's 200th birthday is coming up, and the Alabama State Parks Division is celebrating this Friday. All 21 state parks will offer free admission and parking and a 20% discount on overnight stays. Those are some of your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and more, be sure to visit alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Gonna storm area 51.
People have signed up for this petition to storm Area 51. I don't think this is a very good idea, personally.
No.
Nor do I think a million people are going to show up because it's not exactly like off a major freeway exit.
No, it's not real convenient.
Getting there, I mean, just the traffic jam alone from people driving.
It's not close to a Stuckey's.
And I don't think you're going to find any aliens there either. They probably moved them by now.
I think the aliens are hidden.
Yeah, I think actually they're in Ohio.
At Wright-Patterson.
Wright-Patterson.
Yes. We all know that.
did you ever see the alien operation video? They
alien autopsy?
Alien autopsy.
Oh, yes.
God, that was horrible.
What are we talking about?
We were talking about when...
It was a special.
It was on... What, Fox?
It was on prime time.
Yeah, it was on Fox when they used to be doing some of these really, really, like,
breaking the magician's
Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah, Geraldo.
Really, yeah, really. It was. Oh God, it was horrible.
It's right up there with Al Capone's vault.
Right.
I believe this is Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Sam, it is. Hey, gang, y'all sound great this morning.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, Sam.
But that whole Area 51 thing, that's just a terrible idea.
It really is.
But I had the privilege of working at White Sands, New Mexico, back in the mid-90s. And they literally, there was one security person for almost every employee that they had. It was just places like that are just way over-secured. They're going to be disappointed.
The Air Force is taking this seriously. Sure. And what are you going to find? All you're going to do is invite trouble upon yourself. Yeah.
From what I've heard, the only real secret is that the place is just polluted. There's a lot of heavy metals and toxins and PCBs. Supposedly it was just real nasty with the research they did. Cracked up the one atomic egg in the vicinity. So it's probably nothing more up there than it's just nasty.
Like a weekend in Chernobyl.
There you go. You got to burn your clothes after you go visit.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a... it was one of those... I think it was on Smithsonian Channel, where they were... It was talk of reverse engineering alien spacecraft so that we could learn to do what they've done, which is like bend time and that kind of thing. And there's... I think it's element number 115 on the... What do they call that chart? The
periodical chart.
The periodical chart.
Oh, yeah. You're getting up to date on your UFO lore. That's it. Element 115. Out here at Maxwell, they've probably got more, if it exists, they've probably got more foreign technology, more alien stuff than just about anybody else, is what the rumors are.
Well, and then... I've always been intrigued all these years I've lived here that there's a vast underground shelter at Maxwell.
I've been in the library, but I've never been under it. That's where they say it is.
Yep. It's still highly secret, but they got to protect all of these.
Well, plus, wasn't it a priority target in the event of a...
Exactly. We were very much a priority target because of the Air War College.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it. SR-71. It used to take off and land right there at Maxwell.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, sir. And they would immediately they'd come out and cover it up and whatnot. And just, I mean, this is all secondhand and stuff. I've gotten people that work there, but yeah. You're speaking about flight earlier, and the Wright brothers. You know, they came down. This is where their school was. It was a very important air base.
Yes,
it's cool that that there is a statue there, and that they give credit to the Wright brothers right there at Maxwell.
That's it.
That's pretty cool.
Absolutely,
I love it. Thanks, man.
You know, I forgot the question. I'm sorry.
the conundrum.
We solved that one.
Okay, that's been solved.
The conundrum.
Oh, okay.
What?
We haven't
done the conundrum. Oh, no,
not yet. I'm back on pop quiz. I'm sorry. I'm hurting here.
What was that question yesterday? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The question we have out this morning.
Yes, sir.
Is...
Where'd you put it?
Where'd it go?
Where did you put it?
How do people lose money or something like that?
Yeah, that's true.
We as Americans lose about $50 million a year doing what?
Doing what? How?
Couch cushions. We lose it in the. We hit falls out of our couch. Falls out of our pocket.
Into the couch cushion is not the answer we need, but it's a great guess. Thank you, and thanks for the conversation.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Hello, Amanda.
Morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. Where does $50 million American dollars disappear every year?
I'm going to say in the washing machine.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yes.
Give me washing machine.
It's not the couch and it's not the washing machine. But
it is.
Well, darn.
$50 million that disappears somewhere.
Go ahead.
I did also want to touch on the Area 51 thing.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know, our government is really good at creating distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody checked into what kind of legislation is supposed to be going through that day?
No.
What day is it? I don't even know what day it is.
I don't remember exactly, but it's kind of funny to me that all of a sudden, after all these years, everyone's wanting to storm Area 51, and it just popped up out of nowhere.
I'm going to look into that. I've got a link to the story. I'm going to pull it up right now. Thank you, Amanda.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Let's see. When is this supposed to take place? Maybe kind of before.
September 20th.
Yeah, it's a good ways out.
September 20th.
Yeah, so it's nothing imminent, as they say. Hi, who's this?
Dennis.
How you doing?
Just fine.
Got a guess on this conundrum for us.
Vending machines.
He says we lose $50 million a year in vending machines, and he is right.
Yay!
You got it.
Yep, the change in vending, you know, that changed the little thing there. Yeah.
So you have won a Seafood Bistro gift card, and we can give him some moon pies.
That's awfully generous of you, Greg.
We're doing the six again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think six. I mean, that way he can have five friends over and have a real blast.
Moon pie party. You can do a moon pie float.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm going to send you some of these moon pie recipes.
Good work. Hang on, and Jay will be right with you.
How do you make a moon pie float? Throw it in the pool?
Right? Yeah, I got a... Could be mistaken for something else, Rich.
I guess. That's true. We've all seen Caddyshack.
I've been trying to look up the name of my Facebook friend who sent me a message saying I was born on July 20th, 9 years before we landed on the moon.
Right.
Now, there's somebody who might appreciate, and they could do this at Brown & Jewelry, a pair of small gold, we could do it in silver too, earrings.
What's the name of your driver's license?
The moon, like, you know, with the surface of the moon.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
After all, if that is your birthday, I mean, that would be kind of a cool way to commemorate it. And just the event itself, I mean, you know, for many of us, watching that take place is like the benchmark moment in our lives. That's not personal.
For me, it was.
As an American citizen and a world citizen, everybody forgets. That was, the whole world was watching that thing. And
Pravda made a big deal out of it.
Yes, and the world was with us for the most part on that day too. Okay. And even more so after Apollo 13. But yeah, if you went to Brian Jr. and said, I'd like to get some moon-like earrings, they could easily make that happen for you. Among many other things, because they're a professional jeweler, they can make things from scratch. Now they have a huge inventory of all types of gems, precious metals in stock that you can select from. They can arrange financing as low as 0% for qualified customers in some cases. And two showcases featuring great merchandise that celebrates the greatest rivalry in sports. But it's 63 years of tradition and working with people who need a gift for somebody, have no idea what to do. Calm down. We're going to work this out with you. Ask the probative questions. And that's why I call them, tease Lynn Bryan, Law and Order Special Jewelry Unit. They'll figure it out. They'll solve the mystery for you. They're at 7078 East Main in the preferred community and online at BryanJewelry.com. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Bryan Jewelry. As we welcome Don C. to the morning show.
Hey, I was just going to comment on the Area 51 thing. I was sitting in the living room last night, and my daughter comes in, and she says, Dad, I want to go out there for that. And I said, what? She says, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. I want to sit back at a safe distance with a lawn chair and some binoculars and watch the idiots. Yeah. Right.
No, that might be entertaining. That might be entertaining.
But, yeah, that's just my daughter. She's my common sense.
The